In Brazil, rioting inmates have taken several thousand weekend visitors hostage in a coordinated operation at nearly two dozen of the country's prisons. Many of those seized are women and children. Several prisoners have been killed in the uprising, which began yesterday. NPR's Martin Costi is in Rio de Janeiro. How did this uprising begin, and how was it possible to have that many prisons involved?
Well, Bob, this is being coordinated by a prison-based narco-trafficking gang that calls itself the First Command of the Capital. Sort of a frivolous name, but it's a very powerful gang. They have extensive drug running. They control kind of the internal life of a lot of prisons. And what they did yesterday is they used cell phones to coordinate a noontime rebellion in about four or five of the main prisons. That was quickly followed after TV coverage began of all of this by other prisons across the state. And by the end of the day, it looked like anywhere between 17,000 and maybe even 40,000 prisoners in the state of São Paulo were involved in this. And one of the sort of bizarre aspects of the use of cell phones inside these prisons is the fact that the prisoners were on the air on all the major TV networks yesterday, sort of calling in to the traditional Saturday afternoon variety shows, basically laying out their demands and describing prison life to these hosts. Sort of imagine, kind of a Latin American Tonight Show in the afternoon where folks are chatting over the phone line with prisoners on cell phones about their hostages and their demands. It's definitely a very plugged-in sort of a riot.
What do they want?
Well, this command, as they call themselves, this gang, is protesting the transfer of five of its leaders out of the main prison to a more high-security facility, which, of course, makes it harder for these individuals to do the kind of thing they did yesterday, to pull the strings and run the sort of internal gang that they have in prisons. They distribute drugs inside the prisons. They distribute weapons inside the prisons. And basically, the gang was demanding the return of their five leaders to their main prison.
Most of the attention is focused on the prison in the heart of Sao Paulo. Why is that?
Yes, that's the Carandiru prison, and it's notorious for anyone following Latin America over the last decade in terms of police brutality because that was the site of a massacre during another prison uprising. At least 111 prisoners, perhaps more, were killed by police who were putting down a rebellion much like this one. After that happened, there was quite a bit of reform in terms of Brazilian police practices, but a lot of people see the similar potential here right now.
How's this likely to end?
Well, as you pointed out, there are thousands of hostages inside, especially the main prison of Carandiru. Now, whether these are actually hostages or more a case of family members going along with this protest is hard to say. I'm sure the majority could be considered hostages, especially the children who are there. They were, of course, there on visiting day yesterday when all this broke out, so that they got trapped in the situation. That complicates things immeasurably, the fact that all these people are in there. Right now, they're negotiating. They're trying to negotiate a way out of this. The government has affirmed it will not, however, negotiate their principal demand, which is transferring these gang leaders back to the main prison. But it is definitely a tense situation.
NPR's Martin Costi in Rio de Janeiro.